Welcome back, Gary. Part 2, the trap round.
Part 1 taught the rules. This half hour is different. I'm going to try to trick you the way the quiz will, and Harmony calls out the trap.
Every question here is one where a wrong answer looks right. Ready? First trap.
An airplane has 100 passenger seats, but today only 45 people are on board. How many megaphones?
2. And the trap is the 45. Megaphones follow seating capacity, not the headcount. 100 seats means 2 megaphones, one forward, one rear, even if the plane flew empty.
Trap 2. A flight attendant asks which airplanes need a crew interphone and a public address system.
Anything with seating for more than 19 passengers gets both. The trap answer says 12,500 pounds. That's a weight rule from a different world. Here, it seats more than 19.
Trap 3. Your captain shuts down one engine on a 2-engine airplane. He feels good about continuing to the destination. The weather's fine.
Doesn't matter how he feels. A twin with an engine out lands at the nearest suitable airport in point of time. The trap is the word suitable being twisted to nearest airport on the map. It's the nearest suitable one in flying time. And on a twin, there is no keep going option.
But flip it. Same situation, 4-engine airplane, 1 engine stopped.
Now continuing is legal if the pilot in command decides it's just as safe as landing at the nearest suitable airport. 3 or more engines, 1 out, judgment call. 2 engines, no judgment, you land.
Trap 4. During an emergency, the dispatcher can't raise the flight on any channel. What does the regulation tell the dispatcher to do?
Take any action considered necessary under the circumstances. The trap answers all involve waiting, telling the pilot to declare, notify the FAA first. No. Lost contact plus emergency means the dispatcher acts alone if needed.
Trap 5, the paperwork twins. A dispatcher declares an emergency Monday night. A different captain declares one Tuesday and gets home Friday. When is each written report due?
The dispatcher's report goes to the operations manager within 10 days of the event, so count from Monday. The pilot's report is due within 10 days after returning to home base, count from Friday. Same 10, different starting gun. The quiz swaps those starting points on you.
Trap 6. Your flight has a hard landing. The gear is wrecked, 2 tires blown, cost is huge. Substantial damage report to the NTSB.
No. Ground damage to landing gear, wheels, and tires is specifically excluded from substantial damage. So are bent wingtips and dinged propellers. The trap is the repair bill. Substantial damage is about structural strength and performance, not dollars.
Trap 7. Which of these needs the NTSB told immediately? An engine flameout that relit, a cracked windshield, or a flight control system malfunction?
Flight control system malfunction. That one sits on the short immediate list. The trap options are expensive and scary, but they ride in the normal process.
Trap 8. A passenger breaks an ankle, simple fracture, spends one night in the hospital. Serious injury?
No, twice over. A serious injury needs more than 48 hours of hospitalization starting within 7 days. One night doesn't reach it. And watch for the fracture trap. Simple fractures of fingers, toes, and the nose don't count either. Severe tendon damage, that counts.
Trap 9. Accident happens. How long for the written report, and what about an incident?
Accident report to the NTSB within 10 days. An incident only if the board requests it. The trap is giving incidents an automatic deadline. They don't have one.
Trap 10. You have a near mid-air on approach. The book answer for reporting it?
Immediately, by radio or telephone, to the nearest ATC facility or flight service station. The trap answers involve writing to law enforcement or waiting for the safety office. Near mid-air means pick up the mic or the phone right now.
Trap 11. What's actually protected when you file an ASRS report?
Your identity gets stripped. The report is confidential and non-punitive. But the traps are accidents and criminal offenses. Those two are wholly excluded from the program. Don't let an answer promise ASRS protection for a crash or a crime.
And keep the 3 programs straight in one breath.
ASRS is the confidential NASA-style report. ASAP encourages employees to report safety issues inside the airline. FOQA is flight data used to find aggregate error trends. Identity, employees, aggregate. 3 different animals.
Trap 12. Bird strike on climbout. Which form?
FAA Form 5200-7, the Bird and Wildlife Strike Report. It's the only form number in this chapter, so they'll bait you with NTSB forms. Birds go to the FAA.
Trap 13. Where's the axe?
1 crash axe, in the cockpit. Not 1 per exit, not in the galley. 1, up front.
Trap 14. What decides how many fire extinguishers ride in the cabin?
Passenger seating accommodations. Capacity again, same logic as megaphones. Not passengers carried, not cabin length.
Trap 15. There's a required emergency exit inside the flight crew compartment. Takeoff roll begins. That cockpit door is closed and locked, right?
Wrong, and this one feels backwards on purpose. That door must be latched open during takeoff and landing, so the exit stays reachable. Security instincts say locked, the regulation says open. Read the setup carefully.
Trap 16. When are the emergency lights and the automatic escape slides armed?
Taxi, takeoff, and landing, both of them. The trap adds cruise, or says only takeoff and landing. Taxi is part of the answer, all three phases.
Trap 17. Who can work the interior emergency lights?
They're operable manually from the flight crew station and from a point in the passenger compartment near a flight attendant's seat, both ends. An answer giving only the cockpit control is a trap.
Trap 18. How often do crew members actually perform the emergency drills after initial training?
Once every 24 calendar months, 2 years. The trap is 12, because other recurrent training is annual. The hands-on drills are the 24-month item.
Trap 19. The 5-second rule.
A flight crew quick donning oxygen mask goes on, sealed and supplying oxygen within 5 seconds with one hand. 5 and 1. 10 seconds is the trap number.
Trap 20, the flight level dance. You're at flight level 430 and the first officer heads back to the lavatory. What does the captain do?
Puts on the oxygen mask and wears it until the first officer is back. Above flight level 4101 pilot wears a mask at all times anyway, and anytime one pilot leaves the station up high, the one flying masks up.
And what's the highest level you can fly with nobody masked while both pilots are seated on a plane with quick don masks?
Flight level 410 is the line. At or below it, with quick don masks aboard, both can sit unmasked. Above it, one mask is always on. And if the airplane has no quick don masks at all, the ceiling for unmasked flight drops to flight level 250.
Trap 21. Turbine airplane, cabin pressure altitude 16,000 feet. Oxygen for how many passengers?
Every single one for the entire time above 15,000. The percentage answers 10%, 30% belong to the bands below 15,000. Above 15, it's everybody.
And the old recipe at 12,000?
30 minutes of oxygen for 10% of the passengers. Weird little number, which is exactly why they test it.
Trap 22. First aid oxygen dispensing units above 25,000. Minimum?
2. Never 1, even on a small cabin. 2 units minimum for first aid treatment of passengers.
Trap 23. How much oxygen for each flight deck crew member on duty?
Not less than a 2-hour supply. The trap answers shrink it to 30 minutes or stretch it to the whole flight. 2 hours is the floor.
Trap 24. When does the passenger oxygen briefing happen and who must it reach?
Before flight above flight level 250, all passengers get briefed on oxygen necessity and shown the equipment location in use. Before climbing up there, not after the masks drop.
Trap 25. Prisoner transport. The agency wants to bring 2 maximum risk prisoners on one flight with 1 escort each.
Denied twice. No more than 1 maximum risk prisoner per flight, and that one needs at least 2 armed escorts. And remember the choreography, the prisoner boards before everyone and deplanes after everyone, sits between the escort and the window, and nobody in custody gets served alcohol or beverages.
Trap 26. A passenger checks a pistol. Where's the key during flight?
With the passenger. The gun is unloaded, the bag is locked, it rides where the passenger can't reach it, and only the passenger keeps the key or combination. The trap gives the key to the captain, no.
Trap 27. An armed federal officer is flying armed tomorrow. When does the airline need to know?
At least 1 hour before loading, except in an emergency. 1 hour minimum notice.
Trap 28. Seatbelt sign just went off at 10,500. What's the required announcement?
That passengers should keep their seatbelts fastened while seated, even with the sign off. Not free to roam, not signs off, do what you want.
Trap 29. 2 adults want to share 1 seatbelt in the lounge seat for landing.
No. 2 people may share 1 approved belt in a lounge seat during en route flight only. Takeoff and landing, everyone's in their own belt.
Trap 30. Sterile flight deck. The airplane is level at 9,000 feet climbing traffic ahead and at another moment cruising level at 8,000. When can the crew chat about the ball game?
only in level crews below 10,000. Climbing through 9,000 is a critical phase, sterile, no chatting. That cruise exception is the entire trick. Phase matters, not just altitude.
Trap 31. Cargo in the passenger cabin, legal or not?
Legal if it rides aft of a bulkhead or divider, strapped by an approved belt or tie down strong enough to stop it shifting, and it can't block any aisle or exit. And a cabin cargo bin has its own math. It must handle the load factors times 1.15 using the combined weight of bin and cargo, fully enclosed, flame resistant.
Trap 32. The fuel ladder, fast because they will absolutely mix these. Domestic flight inside the States.
Destination, then most distant alternate, then 45 minutes at normal cruising consumption.
Flag turbojet to an island, no alternate exists.
Destination plus 2 hours at normal cruising consumption. Same 2 hours if a turbine flag airplane is released with no available alternate.
Recipe or turboprop, supplemental or commercial, no alternate specified.
Destination plus 3 hours. Slower airplane, bigger cushion, jets 2, props 3, that pairing alone wins you a question.
Propeller-driven flag flight with an alternate.
To the alternate, then 30 minutes plus 15% of total flight time, or 90 minutes, whichever is less. Whichever is less, they love flipping that to more.
Turbine supplemental outside the 48 with an alternate. What's the reserve over that alternate?
30 minutes at holding speed, 1500 feet above the alternate standard temperature, and the en route piece is 10% of the total time to fly there. The 45 minute answer is the domestic trap sitting in an international question.
Trap 33, last one. Overwater flight. The answer choices offer life preservers for each passenger seat or for each occupant, with or without locator lights.
Each occupant and the preserver carries an approved survivor locator light. Occupant beats seat, and the light is not optional. Same occupant logic for survival kits over the wilderness, one per person on board.
That's the trap round, Gary. If you caught yourself answering out loud in the truck, you're ready.
Tomorrow morning, read every question twice, find the capacity versus carry trick, the time versus distance trick, and the whichever is less trick.
Then answer like a dispatcher, calm, grounded in the rule, no guessing.
Part 1 has the full walkthrough if you want one more lap after this. Otherwise, walk in and take your points.
Good luck, Gary. Kendrick out.
And Harmony, go show them what operational control looks like.